today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Do you know this crime situation? I mean, we know it's bad here. We had another 7 stolen here in Cairns over the weekend. Numerous houses broken into over the weekend. Lots of stuff stolen and people living in terror. But you think we've got it bad. And you look at Townsville and it's just bizarre how many police cars are being T-boned by these little creeps. They're fundamentally just untouchables. Nobody's game to do anything about it. It's pathetic. Here's the heading: Townsville youth crime. Armed boys ram police, menace the ambulance in daring midday escapade. It goes on and on. You almost lose track, not just the stolen cars and people's cars rammed and businesses rammed, the shop fronts rammed, etc., but the number of police cars that have been rammed and T-boned and taken off the road. You wonder how many police cars are available to replace them. I've lost track of how many have gone in the last few days, police cars in Townsville. Here's another heading that's just come up on my screen, and this one reads, 75 cars stolen in Townsville in the last 7 days. Just Friday night, 3 police cars rammed. Can you believe this? And another one on Saturday night. So it says here, 5 police cars rammed in the last week in Townsville. Can that be true? Can that be true? Here's another. This is a release of police vehicle rammed by stolen car. Townsville, disastrous weekend of property crime and arrests. I won't go on with all the details, but police union president Ian Leavers said frontline officers in Townsville need to be supported for utilising their tactics and their training. Now, there were reports police were forced to retreat to the police station on Sturt Street. The assistant district officer acting superintendent Dean Kavanagh said it was all part of a vehicle disruption strategy. They activated lights and signs to get other road users off the road, focusing on community safety even while being rammed. Yeah, no, can you believe this is happening? This is like something out of a third world country that's been taken over by the mafia or whatever. It's just, this is Townsville. And soon it's going to be Cairns. Because the same activities are starting to build up here. It's just unbelievable. I just put a call through to a gentleman who is fearless in these matters. And you've heard him on this radio program recently when firefighting equipment was trashed or stolen by the same sort of creeps. He's a Mackay Regional Councillor, former Rugby League great, Councillor Martin Bella. G'day, Martin.
Hey, yeah, I'm John.
Can't find words. These are cop cars. These are police cars. These are the people that protect us. They're being targeted by these, 10 and 11, 12 sometimes, but 14 and 15-year-old kids.
Look, there's a lot to cover in this, and I'm going to be blunt, and I'm going to tell it as it is. Firstly, this is an absolute joke. Where are the negative consequences for what they do? When we do stupid things, we win stupid prizes and it teaches us not to do it again. Where is the learning in this for these clubs? Now, the other thing is, where are the negative consequences? You've got to realise, Townsville has 3 Labor MPs. Labor is in government. Where are the negative consequences for these MPs and for this government? And to be honest, if and when the opposition gets in, don't give them a free pass either. Exactly. They've talked a big show, but it's a funny thing. When a bum hits ministerial leather, the brain seems to all of a sudden adopt a different approach. I just didn't understand. And it's funny, I listened, while I was on hold there, I was listening to an ad from Ergon on your radio station that talked all about safety. If this sort of thing went on in any workplace whatsoever, the workplace would be shut down and there would be an inquiry and the boss, the owner of the company, would go to jail for it, for not doing something about it. So when you identify a danger in the workplace, you've got to adopt a control. Where is the control? Every time you let these characters out, they don't spend any time in jail. They get their details taken, they get a pat, we call someone to to come and help them because they've got such a hard life, and then they let them out. Every time they're let out, they are a risk to the public. If a snake catcher went and caught a brown snake in a street in Mackay, in Townsville, in Cairns, caught it in the house, walked out, took it back to his place, then walked back and let it go on the same street, would we accept that? Sooner or later, that snake's going to kill someone.
Sure.
Now, I'm not saying we kill the snake, but we take it the hell away.
Yes.
Now, these characters need to be put away in some form for the safety of everyone else. Yeah. I don't care what you do with them. I don't care. Just take them away and keep people safe. How long can you have these cars racing around like this, doing what they're doing, showing complete disregard for any form of authority, and not have more people killed? Not someone killed, more people killed. So I don't know. I'm flabbergasted, to be honest.
The point you have made before, which I've repeated on several occasions, was we've got to put space, we've got to put distance between the predators and their prey. Now, we know who the predators are. We know now that they'll stop at nothing because they're untouchables. In their head, there's no consequences. Why would we stop? So they're not going to stop. The prey, fundamentally, are you and me and our communities in Cairns and Townsville and Mackay and the regions around it. We're the prey. And the point you're making, it carries the message. Put space between us, distance between the predators and their prey.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it's common sense. I mean, yeah, they're the predators, we're the prey, and the bloody shepherds and sheepdogs have gone on holidays. You know, like, and I've got to disagree with you, John. Like, you said if this was a third world country, well, okay, do you want to talk about Mexico and things like Colombia?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's similar to that, where those characters have taken over. But a lot of third world countries that aren't quite that bad, people actually take action themselves.
Yeah.
Now, do we really want to see that in our society? Where does that sort of behaviour end? But I've got one question for you, anyone listening, and for people that are supposedly looking after us. You know, what are people supposed to do? That's my question. What are people supposed to do?
Do you know, Martin, pure mathematics says to us, Queensland police have got a nightmare on their hands. You've got how many police cars that have been trashed, that have been T-boned in, what, Wednesday plus those on the weekend? It's either four or five have been taken out of commission. Where the hell are they going to replace all these police cars if they don't stop these little creeps destroying their police cars?
Well, it gets worse than that. You know, if you to make a police car effective, you've got to have a policeman or policewoman in it. Now, when you are, if you go to your job every day, all you are is a target. You're not doing what you set out to do. What do? You either cease to care or you leave. Now, we're seeing a lot of old school cops leave. And to be honest, who'd want to be a cop with this going on?
Yeah.
You know, the idea that the police have got a hole up in their station. There's movies about that sort of thing. You know, and they're generally dystopian-type movies. We are living in dystopia at the moment. It's an absolute disgrace.
Yes.
So police hold up in their stations, and then they've got, what did you say? They've got cars getting around with lights and sirens just to warn everyone else to get off the road.
Yes.
Hey, it's you know,
let's take
a criminal
cover.
Holiday.
Exactly. Let's take cover. Yeah. Let's all hide.
Oh. Well, hang on. Is it what's the other movie? The dystopian movie, The Purge. Like, all of those movies are coming true.
Yes.
And look, I don't think I'm overstating it. I keep saying it's not a matter of when someone dies. It's a matter of when more people die. Now, the biggest question, after they keep saying you send them to jail and they just become hardened criminals, Please tell me how this is not turning them into hardened criminals.
Precisely.
What day in their lives are they going to wake up under whatever rock they live under, and all of a sudden decide, hey, I'm going to become a functioning, contributory part of our society? But when do people think that's going to happen?
Exactly.
Because it's not. Exactly. I'm no child psychologist or whatever, but although I do have qualifications in that kind of area a little bit.
Yes.
But that ain't going to happen. So what are we hoping to achieve? I'm not talking about the now. What is going to happen in 10 years' time, 20 years' time? Answer that question, because it's a simple question, but it's going to be hard to stomach. The answer is going to be very unpalatable.
Well, I've got to say, you're not alone in saying put space between the predators and their prey. Keith Hamburger was in agreement with you the other day. We've just got to get them away. Put them in a situation where they will improve their chances of getting jobs and having skills, etc., but put a distance between us and those people who are preying on us.
John, I'm gonna interrupt you again. I just think people in all of our towns need to walk up to both the MPs that are currently sitting and those that are purporting to be the next government, look them in the eyes and say, will you take these criminals away from us? And that is a yes, no. And if they can't say yes, to put it quite bluntly, don't vote for the bastards.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. This is a really effective.
And the other thing, if you meet them socially, don't talk to them. Don't have a drink with them because they don't care about you.
Yeah, send them to Coventry. This has been
Exactly.
Once again. Martin, this has been really worthwhile again. I'll stay in touch with you if you don't mind. Thank you.
Anytime, John. Thank you.
What an amazing human being. His name's Martin Bella. A lot of rugby league fans know him. He was a former rugby league great, but these days councillor at Mackay Regional Council, and has spoken out powerfully in recent times with screaming common sense.